Welcome back to Travel with Anita and Friends. Today we continue our journey to Ireland, the country with so much to offer when you visit. And if you take a quick look at the website of Ireland Tourism, you'll see it described as breathtaking landscapes, vibrant cities, incredible views, great music, tasty food, and friendly locals. And today I'm adding an elegant tradition, the tradition of glassmaking and crystal, which Ireland has become known for. And when you hear the word crystal, you often think of Waterford, from royals to U.S. presidents to celebrities to everyday people. Lots of people are collecting Waterford crystal. Their well-crafted crystal is not only well-known and collected, but passed from generation to generation. Now, in our last segment, we talked with Emily Brophy about the start of Waterford crystal, and then we moved to a period of time when Waterford stopped producing their beautiful glass. But let's continue the story, because it, of course, doesn't stop there, because, you know, Waterford is very much a part of Ireland's tradition today. And Emily continues the story with how they moved from that period to become what we know today. So here's a continuation of my conversation with Emily.
So a very important piece of that story is Charles Batchick and Miroslav Havel were two Czech immigrants that moved to Ireland. They were experts at glassmaking in Europe. I would call it like the circle of life, Anita, in terms of our production. You know, we make some of our products back in Europe and a lot of our products here in the House of Waterford Crystal in Ireland. And it's very much a circle of life. They introduced us to this skill of glassmaking in 1947. When Miroslav Havel came, a bit like this program, Anita, we're all very curious about other destinations across the world. Wow. And what do you do when you land somewhere different? If I landed in Georgia today, if I was that lucky, the first thing I would do is explore the area. And that's exactly what Miroslav Havel did. So Lismore Castle is located about 40 minutes from Waterford City. Mm-hmm. And Charles went there one weekend to explore it and see this beautiful castle. When he was there, he was inspired to design the Lismore pattern, which has been an evergreen collection for us. And it just goes literally from strength to strength. We'll be celebrating its 70th anniversary next year, proudly. Mm-hmm. But he took the inspiration. If you look at your Lismore glasses, you'll see a fine diamond cutting around the base of the glass. That was inspired by the lead windows of the castle. And then there's beautiful upright wedges above that cutting, which represents the turret of the castle. So it's a really lovely story in terms of where the design came from. But Miroslav would have spent a lot of time in the National Museum of Ireland, where the original prototypes of Waterford are now held and existed from the 1800s. So it was basically an amalgamation of Miroslav's new designs and the original archive patterns that actually formed the, what we would call the DNA of today's Waterford crystal.
Mm. That is such a fascinating, fascinating story. And it's really interesting to, you know, to hear the journey of the beginning to really what we still know now, especially the Lismore pattern. So Emily, tell me, when the names of the different patterns are decided upon, is it usually a city or an area, or what inspires the names?
I'm so pleased you asked me that, because while we're a global company, you know, you hear a lot of companies talk about global versus local, and we definitely have the local twist here, Anita. I worked for Waterford for almost 21 years now. I began when I was 18, and I've just given away my age for anybody listening, but that's okay. I can live with that. My uncle Jim started in 1950, so he worked for Miroslav Havel that I just mentioned. So this company, as I mentioned, while we're a large global company, the brand is really founded on a very, very rich heritage that's been minded and curated since basically we reopened in 1947. I feel kind of like the grandchild of Waterford, if that makes sense. But so in 1950, my uncle Jim started, and in 1960, my dad Tom started there. So my dad went to art college, and then when he was 15, he began working for Waterford Crystal as a young apprentice glass cutter. So My dad would have obviously become a master cutter. It takes 8 years to become a master at your craft. Not everybody masters the craft, actually. It's just you need to know every pattern that's possible to configure on crystal. And it's really quite an amazing skill. My dad then would have went on to train other men or young boys, as they were at the time, which have now advanced. And it gives me such pride, Anita, when I walk through our factory in Waterford City and I see a guy called Bernard O'Brien, one of our cutters, who my dad trained. He's now training the next generation of apprentices. So we currently have an apprenticeship program, and it's the first time since 1986 that we've had apprentices. So you can imagine how heartening that is as a city to see that craft not only continue, but to grow from strength to strength and bring the new generation on board. So I was always so interested in terms of the patterns and the provenance and the heritage, because my dad, at Christmas time, the master craftsmen were allowed to make their own piece and bring it home. So my dad would cut like an intricate bowl maybe for my mum for Christmas. Over the years, I've got three sisters, so he made four beautiful crystal lamps. And as we all grew up and moved into our own homes, we were all gifted a beautiful lamp that my father hand cut. So it's obviously really special to me to have that piece. So he'd name those pieces after us because they were exclusive pieces. So you had your own piece. But in terms of our patterns now, so Lismore was obviously named after Lismore Castle. Colleen, which is one of our older patterns, would have been named after the Irish word for a beautiful girl, very beautiful pattern. And it's got a lovely olive cutting around the stem. But all over the years, we never just picked a name that we thought was nice. It always had to be appropriate to the piece that we were naming. So if you picked any piece and showed it to me, Anita, I would be able to tell you the story behind it. And I'm pleased to say that under my remit over the last number of years, I've been part of that naming program, which has been a great sense of pride. So like we have a new collection at the moment, which is called the Ardan Collection. It would sit within our collection of, like, if you had a good, better, best, this would be the good collection that is at an entry price point into Waterford. And I called that collection Ardan. Ardan is the Irish word for high aspirations. So basically you aspire to own these beautiful creations. So you buy into the Ardan collection.
Yeah.
So it's just, there should always be a history. Every pattern that we have is named after a landmark or a seascape. Our designers would always find inspiration either from flora and fauna in the area or from beautiful landmarks within the countryside.
Well, you know, that's really beautiful to think of it as more than just, oh, here's a design. So on the list, we have the next name coming up is, you know, this name. So it's great to hear that the names have a lot of meaning and a lot of history behind them.
I've always wondered about the names of each pattern. It's great to know the history and connection to Ireland that each pattern name holds. It makes it a little bit more special, don't you think? I certainly think so. Now, we'll stop here, take a break, and when we come back, we will talk about the family connection that she has with Waterford and how the company trains and mentors young people wanting to learn the craft and skills of glassmaking and how they become part of the Waterford family. It's truly, truly a family affair. A lovely story. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. If you're looking for a getaway to someplace where it's quiet, peaceful, not a lot of people, just you and your family having fun on the beach, enjoying a little bit of history, visit the website sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. There you can plan a great visit to Sapelo Island. Back in a minute here on Travel with Anita and Friends. To learn more about Ireland, visit the website ireland.com. You'll learn a lot more about planning your trip to Ireland. Now let's sit tight because we'll be back in a few minutes here on Travel with Anita and Friend. As we start to travel more, learn more about how to travel safely during a pandemic with articles and updates on my website, travelwithanita.com. There you'll find great information to keep you and your family safe.